very disappointed with the level of performance today. You know, the shooting efficiency hurt us badly. I think created a lot of opportunities. Some very good passages of play to create those opportunities and just weren't able to convert. And on big days like this, you're not going to get away with it. Felt the sort of a little bit of momentum coming with us, but we just needed to draw level, I think, and you know, hope if we did that then to push on from there, but we could just never get that last elusive score. And you know, definitely spawned some good chances, some good opportunities to get the equaliser. And it, you know, the game was at a tipping point there perhaps, and it could have been a different result, but ultimately that's it, and that's football for you. And we didn't convert, and we can have no excuses. The good squeeze, good press on there, which we struggled with. But you know, at the end of the day, we still had the opportunities and the chances to make it happen. So it was look, I was bitterly disappointed for the players. They put a huge amount of work in, and you know, they will be disappointed with the performance themselves. So yeah, it's one of those days. You know, we'd love to have it to do it again, but again, that's elite level sport for you. I think the sort of overriding sense for me, at least, is that we just fell short of realising our potential, even in this season. You know, it was a different type of a season. A lot of experience had left the dressing room. A lot of great talent had sort of stepped away. And, you know, we were always sort of on a steep learning curve, if you like. But you know, we were sort of moving along nicely, and it wasn't plain sailing by any means. And the trajectory was never linear, but just could see that, you know, we were still sort of in the hunt, and things coming together from time to time. But just overall, we weren't able to bring that level of consistency that's required. And you know, the shooting was a big one, as mentioned earlier, that came back to bite us again, having sort of maybe tried to address it in the Armagh game. And we never, ultimately, we weren't able to get to grips with it on the big day. I think players maybe tighten up or whatever it is, but it wasn't good enough to get us across the line. Yeah, no, I would have informed the county board at the start of the season that this would, regardless of what happened, this would be the last hurrah, and I've informed the players in the dressing room there as well that I'd be stepping away. And I've had a great innings. I think between being a player for Dublin underage and senior player, and then as an underage coach and senior coach, manager, whatever you want to call it, I've the guts of 40 years, you know, so it's a long time, and it's been a privilege every year, every step of the journey. I've met some great people. I've had a ringside seat for some of the best players that ever performed in the arena out there. Some of the new lads we brought in this year, still getting to know them, if you like, but a great crop of fellas as well. And it augurs very well for Dublin football. And then there's an older gang that I would have taken from under 13 development squad, and seeing them grow from young boys to young men and to older men, if you like. And and that's a privilege not many get to do. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful for the dedication and commitment of all the players and all the coaches and all the backroom teams that I worked with along the way. It's a special sort of involvement, being involved with Dublin football. And and we all know how dear and special the GAA is to all of us. And I'm just so grateful that I was fortunate enough to be given the opportunity to do what I do. And but now is the time to move away.